Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connecting the Dots with Emily Westadler, your VA goddess. Emily is an online project manager for social media, presenter, and connector. She assists individuals and small businesses to delegate away low priority yet essential tasks for business growth so they can do what they do best and succeed. Find out each week how to get your vision in action with their four easy steps. Now on with the show.
Well, hello everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Emily Westadler. I am your VA goddess, and I'm super excited to be here today with Patricia Misiakin, the branding goddess. And I'm delighted that she's able to join us. We were hoping to have a chat earlier, and things got mixed up in diaries, as happens from time to time. And so it's wonderful that we've been able to reschedule so quickly and to bring her on and tell you all about sacred money archetypes. So if you called in earlier and you were unable to catch the information, I know you're going to love the information that's being shared today. And I'm just going to give you a bit of a brief introduction to my colleague, Patricia, who is also known as the Branding Goddess. Patricia Misiakin is a branding and prosperity expert who 8 years ago founded her massage studio and in less than a year created a full practice and employed 4 massage therapists. She realized then she needed to help other holistic practitioners and small business owners achieve the same and share their gifts with the world. Her background in graphic design and the healing and intuitive arts gives her a unique approach. She is certified as Master NLP Practitioner, Akashic Records Practitioner, and Sacred Money Archetypes Coach and Money Breakthrough Coach. She teaches her clients how to tap into their soul frequency and create a new mindset by aligning themselves with their sacred money archetypes, which pinpoint money blocks, and how to break through them to achieve full potential. She also coaches them on creating a brand that fully combines all their gifts using information from their Akashic records so it's unique to them and their divine right clients and step-by-step marketing systems that clarify what is needed to make more money than ever while enjoying a dream lifestyle. She is the creator of Soul Frequency Branding, 10 Clients 21-Day Challenge, and Empower Your Business with the Sacred Money Archetypes. Patricia offers VIP intensives including Create Space for Abundance, Manifest Your Soul Purpose, Empower Your Presence in Any Media, and Be a Client Lighthouse. Born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Patricia lives in Glendale, California with her family. She brings together her Brazilian roots, energy, advanced training, and unquestionable mystical connection to everything that she does. So I'm just going to bring on air now, Patricia. Patricia, how are you?
Oh, Emily, I am great. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm very pleased to be here.
And excited and delighted to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. And I wondered if you could mind sharing a little bit more about why this work specifically calls to you and how you came to be an expert in business and wealth using feminine principles.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And I, you know, growing up, I had support from my family, a lot of support to do pretty much whatever I wanted to do. But I always had this little bug inside of me that I wanted to see the world on my own terms and do it not because my family would give the means, but to do it on my own and create a life where I was 100% accountable and responsible was a dream that I quickly make into reality when I throw everything up in the air in Brazil. I packed my little suitcase with dreams and $900 in my pocket, and I moved to Seattle, and that was about a decade ago. And of course, $900 wasn't going to take me too far. So I pretty much devoted myself to get good at money and to get very good in business. And over the past decade, I worked as a graphic designer, and then I got very into massage and all the healing, the holistic side of the practice. So what I did is I quit my 9-to-5 job, and I went to work full-time for myself as a healer. And quickly, in less than a year, I built a very successful massage practice. And I even hire other massage therapists to work for me, and all using the feminine energy. And today, I find great joy in help other holistic practitioners and small business owners to develop and expand successful business. But in this journey of market, you know, because I spend a lot of time learning and practicing the intuitive work, that's exactly the approach I use it to market my business. That's why I say feminine, because the masculine way of pushing things, you know, and getting things done and, you know, being very energetic and just being out there, it was a little too much. It did not resonate with my clients. So I used the whole feminine approach. And through my own journey and through the work, you know, my own work with my clients, I recognized there were several things when it came to related to money, both enhancing and blocking the flow. And I did a lot of studying and researching, and what culminated for me to become certified both as a money breakthrough method coach and a sacred money archetypes coach. And I have had a blast supporting my clients become wealthier and more fulfilled in their work. And now that I understand the sacred money archetypes, my journey and everything that I did and the way I did it makes perfect sense. So my intention is to help my clients to understand their relationship with money and create greater alignment with the sacred money archetypes so they can easily generate more business, more clients, and charge what they're worth in a feminine, easier way, focusing on allowing rather than forcing things and opportunities to show up. You know, as I always say, believe me, if I could come to America with virtually nothing and create the business I have today, then nothing can stand in anybody's way except themselves. And I really like busting that.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, Patricia. I love that. And, yeah, I completely agree with you about, you know, the need for us to not hold ourselves back and to really believe in ourselves so that we can succeed. And I'm really curious because you talk about a divine plan for us financially. And is that something we have control over? Can we change it? Or are we stuck forever?
Well, you see, like, we talk a lot about the divine purpose, right? We talk about divine intervention, and I really believe there is an integration of these principles. And these thoughts and ideas that culminate in what I call the divine plan for you financially. You know, before when I used to work with the Money Breakthrough Method, I used to say, you know, like making fabulous money is part of your spiritual path. So this, it's, you know, the sacred money archetypes is really the evolution of their thought. You know, I consider myself deeply spiritual person. And, you know, and most of us can agree that there is a divine force, a universal energy that often seems to offer a guiding hand in our life. And I'm sure you felt it, you know, when you fought with someone and then a few hours later you see their name in your inbox. Or you felt it when you made a decision and suddenly opportunities open up for you that really help you move forward. You know, so all those things is just, you know, it's more than just coincidence. Again, we would all agree that, otherwise we wouldn't be here together today. It's, you know, it is a divine alignment and it applies to your financial purpose in business as well.
Right. Okay. And so does this mean that you can tap into that divine plan and help give people the exact steps and strategies they need?
Yes, yes. That is, you know, with this work with the sacred money archetypes, we have, there's eight main archetypes, and each one, each personality will have its own, you know, what I call the divine purpose of that archetype. So once you have that, then you're going to know the exact steps and strategies to make powerful shifts so that, you know, you and your spiritual being and your financial success are in complete alignment. So, you know, and you're going to know when they're not in alignment because you're going to start noticing that things don't work well, you know. And when you have your spiritual and your financial success correctly aligned, this is when opportunities show up. This is when you become very clear about your niche. This is where you're able to step forward with charging higher fees, or, you know, people start collaborating with you, like just different opportunities start to happen for you.
Okay. And for anyone who's not familiar, would you be able to tell us quickly a little bit more about the eight different sacred money archetypes?
Oh, yes. Well, we have, for example, we have the accumulator archetype, and the financial purpose of the accumulator is to, you know, create like this, you know, empire where it can be like make safe movements. You know, for example, oh my gosh, I got a blank now.
I'm sorry. I was just so curious because it's like, I don't know, when I did the questionnaire myself, I came out as a connector, and obviously this show is called Connecting the Dots, and for me it was just like a big affirmation, if you like, that I was on the right path and that it gave me deeper insights. So
yes.
You don't necessarily need to go into details about all the different ones, because I was trying to say, so you said the accumulator, and is there like a celebrity, and what were the other ones, that the other archetypes?
We have the accumulator, we have the celebrity, we have the connector, we have the nurturer, and the romantic. And so each one will have like its financial purpose. Like the ruler, which is mine, it's, you know, the financial purpose of the ruler is to create an empire where everyone thrives. So a person that have a ruler that is just working 101, or that is not showing up, that is not marketing, that's pretty much a person that is hiding, she's not fulfilling their financial purpose. So in this work with the sacred money archetypes, would help uncover that, so that, you know, the person can really shine and show their brilliance to the world. Because, you know, what I say is, if you don't follow it, you end up being unhappy. It doesn't fulfill your business.
Right. And so is that why sometimes it's possible to see, you know, people and clients around you who are unhappy and who might be feeling discouraged, or even could be possibly self-sabotaging?
Yes, yes. You'd self-sabotage, exactly. A person who is a celebrity, you know, and that happens a lot sometimes depending on the upbringing. The celebrity really likes to shine and creating, you know, beautiful, lavish events, for example. However, depending on the upbringing, those, you know, those qualities may have been like pushed down. So, and then the person today is not receiving and being open to the abundance that she would once she stepped into it. And so, again, it's all bringing that up and doing a way that is comfortable and that it makes sense to you. Okay. You know, and making the connection.
Great. So if I'm hearing you correctly, what I'm learning is that when we are in alignment with our financial destiny, we should be experiencing abundance. Yet many of us are not where we want to be. And why is that, and how can we return to the plan?
Yes, that has to do with what I call like the biggest money leaks. And what I mean by money leak is where there is something out of alignment within you that causes you to give away your power with money and not being true to yourself. And you know that. You have to say yes to yourself, right? So a money leak is when you're not saying yes to yourself. So you're actually out of what I call the personal integrity. So, you know, it's when you're not being true to yourself and true to your divine financial purpose, that's when it happens. Like, it's not your divine financial purpose to be broke. You know, it's not your divine financial purpose to have one client every couple of months. You want it to have a constant flow of clients so you can have, you know, you can be, you know, there is a rhythm there. That is not like a up and then a down and then an up. You want it to be constant. So you want the momentum. And that's the idea, you know, the closer you are with your divine financial purpose, the more momentum you're going to start to experience in your business. So,
right.
So like I said, yeah.
So is, can you, because you said then there's three money leaks. What would you say the first money leak is?
So the first money leak is boundaries. And you can tell if you have this particular money leak, if you are feeling resentful or if you find yourself in some sort of messy money situation, like sometimes people owe you money or you owe someone money or people sign up for your programs and then they pay on it or they don't pay you. So, you know, there is something messy in that situation. A lot of times, one of these boundaries issue is that people avoid discussing money with people around them, you know, not even, maybe even family or a spouse, you know. So there is some sort of fear of discussing the fees. It's, you know, the tricky thing with this money leak is that it's easy for people to be accustomed, you know, to being broke that way. Like, you don't even realize it's happening anymore. It's like you think this is just the way it is, and it truly is not. So the money leak boundaries not only impoverish your bank account, it shifts away your self-esteem because it impacts your income and impacts the quality of the relationship and impacts the way you feel about yourself. And in the training, the Sacred Money Archetypes program, I'll help my clients to discover what are their, you know, key money archetypes through the assessment. So, you know, you're going to learn how to use, you know, and create boundaries that respect who you are and your archetypes and also respect others as well. So nobody's giving up their power, especially you.
Well, that's great because, you know, I can see from my own personal life situation the times when I've been given away my power, and it does fall into that category of, like, not having those clear boundaries. So,
yeah
that's really wow that you are able to help people to overcome the money leaks through this archetype work. And can you share a bit more about how you do this?
Of course. Here, let me give you an example. And this actually happened to one of my clients. Her top archetype is the nurturer and connector. She's a healer. She's a Reiki healer. She naturally loves to help others and to connect, like you are connected, so you can relate to that. She's very important for her to connect to others. So, and to help, you know, naturally because she's a nurturer. So in her work, she would often give her service for free. And in her personal life, she went into debt because a friend, you know, asked her for money, and the friend promised to pay the following month, and then he never did. So a long story short, she lost a friend, and she had this huge debt to pay. So, you know, this is what I was talking earlier about being taken advantage of. So her basic nature as a nurturer and a connector is to help and to support and to be generous. So, you know, she didn't have a way of channeling that organic desire on her and create actions that were healthy for her. So after working with her sacred money archetype, she really turned this around, and I'm so proud of her. She started charging for her Reiki services. She contacted the person, and that she had a fallout, and the person is now doing small payments. So, you know, she's attracting new clients. They have no problem paying for what she's asking. So by becoming aligned with her archetype, she not only increases her self-worth, her value, but she's also raised her vibration and is attracting new kinds of clients, which is super awesome, I think.
Yes, that is super awesome. I'm really pleased for her.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a way that you can maybe guide us with a quick exercise or something that we can do with people listening to help with setting boundaries? Or is that something they're going to have to work more closely with you on the program?
No, we can do that right now. That would be actually fun. So.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, so let me see. If I'll have everybody get a little piece of paper.
Okay, yeah. And I've got some paper.
Okay, so let's list like three areas where you feel that you're overgiving or giving up your power or maybe like taking advantage of, or could be that there is an area in your life that you're feeling resentful about it. You're not feeling good in some way. So just write down three situations and do it quick before your conscious mind has time to get you out of it. Stop listing them.
Okay.
Let me know when you get that.
Okay. Write them. Okay, I think I've got three things, yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to show you what this leak is costing you. And by the way, this is a money leak on boundaries, like I was talking before. And that is costing you in terms of income and in terms of fulfilling your potential. So, you know, let's pick the top one from these three things that you wrote down. And I wanted to write what is costing you. For example, let's say the boundary is over-delivering. So if you look at how much you over-deliver with your clients, let me make a guess. You know, that amount that you over-deliver, well, first of all, do you want to tell me what it is? Do you want me to actually do it?
I'm happy for you to go ahead, because it's like over-delivering was one of mine. It's like, and I was telling somebody, I think it was just last week, actually, about the four-step process that I do with people and what that costs. And they were going, Emily, that's too little. You know, that should be you know, twice as much, and you should specialize and break it down into social media, email marketing, so you've got different products and packages and all sorts. So, yeah, no, please go ahead. Go ahead and talk us through what you were saying about the over-delivering.
Okay, so if you look at how much you over-deliver with your clients, I would guess that that amount that you over-deliver adds enough time that is keeping you from taking on a new client. Does that relate for you?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to add enough time that is going to prevent you from taking on a new client. And so what would you guess that one new client would bring into your business? Do you have a number that you could we could work with?
What kind of number do you mean?
Well, do you probably offer packages for your clients to work with you for 3 months or 6 months? So what would then one client bring in for you?
Okay. Well, if you say it's like bringing a client and it's a 3 month package, you're looking at say 1,500.
Okay, perfect.
So 500 a month, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, you know, that would be perfect. Okay, so we determined that you know that over delivering is costing you $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
So the third step here is, you know, you want to multiply that client, that new client, for what I call the opportunity factor. And the opportunity factor is the amount of opportunity that each new client brings to you. Because one new client is not just one client. You know, that is referrals. There is the increase on your reputation, which is going to bring you new business. That is the awesome testimonials that you're going to get and you're going to go on your website and prove to others that you know what you're doing and want to hire you. So, oh gosh, there's so many things. That is the potential speaking engagement, a collaboration partner that your clients are going to refer to you, and especially there's the emotional confidence and momentum that you're going to build by getting a new client. So that is, you know, that's multiple opportunities that's going to come from that client. And that is why I call the opportunity factor. And the number that I use for this is 10. So you're going to be taking that 1,500 clients and you're going to multiply by the opportunity factor, which is 10. So 1,500 multiplied by 10 is $15,000. And we're not done here because, you know, you're going to multiply that for each month of the year. So the money leak isn't just preventing you from getting one client. In a year, it's preventing you from getting one new client every month. So if you multiply the $15,000 by 12 months, it's going to add up to $180,000, which is it's a fortune. And a lot of people could say, no, I don't make that much, but it's like, you know, you have to be careful because it is, you can cost, that's what's costing you. So, and we just did a math to prove it. So my point is, you don't have to charge a lot of money to a client for this money leak impact your income. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
So let me talk about the next one, the money leak number two, which is the action. And, you know, we work so hard on being busy, and then we don't feel we are in control of our calendar. You know, I see a lot of people, they spend so much time in activities that produces very little return. And what that creates is a feeling of stretch and creates a feeling of doubt and uncertainty and especially for women, is one of the worst feelings ever, because a woman really craves safe and security. So, you know, that's really important. So I'm going to have you write it down to three again. There is three top assets of your business, and they are time, creativity, and your list. And a lot of people say the list is the most important. For me, I think time is the most important asset because it is a non-renewable resource. So, you know, if you give a woman 1 hour, most of them, what are they going to do? They're going to see what they can do. So they might be answering for their emails or playing around on Facebook, showing pictures of what they had for breakfast. Like, come on. You know, so in other words, like, they're going to put everyone else priority in front of them. So, you know, if you give me an hour, you know, I'm going to use the hour very wisely. I'm going to brainstorm products. You know, I'm going to use that time to hire someone to help my business or to attract more clients to my business. I really wanted to get my message out in a big way, and I need to be very structured in my time so it can be used wisely, productively, you know. And one of the reasons is because I'm clear about my divine financial path. So that's what I always say. You have 1 hour. What are you going to do with that that furthers your message and your mission and that empowers your business in a really big and impactful way?
Yeah. And I have to say, being a VA goddess, you know, I talk a lot to clients to say, well, you know, I'm so pleased and happy that you are having me be part of your team, because then the hour that they spend with me when they learn to delegate some of the tasks that they have means that then they get back more time so that they can do the brainstorming or, you know, the things that really help them to grow their business more. And so I really resonate with what you said there. And I'd love to know a bit more about how figuring out your sacred money archetypes makes that even easier for people to use their time more wisely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just a side note, especially the archetypes that have the top three as the accumulator and the ruler, it would be very hard for them to let go. To, like, for example, they'll be very interesting for you when you go through the program to actually give your client the assessment. So you're going to know, like, a client that is a ruler or an accumulator, it's going to be hard for them to hire you. However, once they do it, then that's when they really can shine the light in the business. I can say that for myself because I am accumulator and ruler. So working for the Sacred Money Architects really helped me to start delegating some of my work so I could focus and create all these amazing things that I've been creating this year. So it's critical for accumulators and rulers to hire you, Emily.
Thank you, Patricia. And like I said in your intro, I'm really impressed with all the things that you have created, you know, the 10 clients, 21-day challenge, and I can't remember the names now of the other programs, but you've done so much this year. And so would you credit that all thanks to you now understanding the power of your sacred money archetypes?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I just absolutely love this work with the sacred money archetype. I used to spend, if I had an hour, I would spend that hour, you know, answering emails and playing on Facebook. just like everybody, you know, a lot of people do. And I don't do it anymore. And this is what I love about the sacred money archetypes. I delegate the support for, you know, I have 3 or 4 people that do support for me for different areas in my business. I have childcare, so I can actually, have blocks of time that I have, you know, space to create. you know, so, you know, that's the idea. You know, you want to work with your sacred money archetype so you can stop struggling, trying to do everything, and you're going to get rid of the should I, you know, and focus on what you really will help you to increase your financial and spiritual fulfillment 100-fold.
Great. And have we covered all the free money leaks now, or is there still more to share on that?
Well, there is a little more to share. I was talking about moving out of fear and instead moving,
okay.
You know, moving forward.
Yep.
So I'll actually can share a personal example of myself, that takes this concept of action, you know, the actions of the money leak. So if you're not in the right action, you know, much deeper than, you know, much deeper than what I just said, I share about, you know, running your calendar. So first you have to know that if there is something that you're really afraid, that something is the key for, you know, for you to move away of, and like it's the key for you to be fulfilled. And for me, I was terrified of public speaking. The first time I noticed that was when I went to a chamber of commerce here in my town. And I remember, like it was today, it was a breakfast, you know, one of those chamber breakfasts, and everyone's supposed to stand up and talk about their business. And I was so terrified to the point that when I stood up, my voice did not come out. I was so afraid, I literally could not speak. In that moment, I had two choices, right? So the easy thing for me to do was just avoid it altogether. I was a massage therapist after all. I didn't have to talk much. So, you know, if I would do it, if I avoid it altogether, I would never have to confront that feeling again, right? So, but here's the deal. My sacred money archetypes are the accumulator, the ruler, and the maverick. So because it's my divine financial purpose to lead, to inspire, and to create an empire on my own way where everyone thrives. So to deny that would be to kill my spirit, which I would, you know, if I had chosen the path, if I, you know, it would lead to a life of unhappiness and unfulfillment. And if you're like me, happiness is really, really important to me. So back to my story of public speaking, I decided to take action and I decided to learn everything I could do to improve my speaking and be able to stand up and talk for myself. So what is a girl to do? I joined Toastmasters. And then I even further went to like BNI groups that you meet once a week, and that really helped me to get comfortable to just stand up and speak in front of many people. And I kept off it until I found my voice and my confidence, and I feel so blessed that I said yes to the divine spiritual financial purpose that God gives me through my archetypes. And because my life is completely transformed, my income is transformed, and I help my clients to transform their income and attract more clients. And all that because I said yes to my archetypes. And I look for ways directly in my business to apply it, and you know, and that's exactly what I want my clients to do.
That's fantastic. I'm really pleased that you were able to find your confidence and your voice to do that, Patricia.
Mm-hmm. And then we have money leak number 3. Do you want to hear about that?
Yes, of course.
The money leak number 3 is exactly your voice. And what I mean is being able to speak with courage, clarity, and compassion about money. So I call the 3 C's, the courage, the clarity, and the compassion. And if you think about it, the money is a natural part of your day, every day. And it's a topic that comes up in like everyday situations with your clients, push your response, and negotiating with vendors, getting pricing. You know, when you run a business, there's so much that you do with money, being hiring someone, you know, doing all kinds of different new things. And the money is just a part of that. And most women are really uncomfortable with discussing money. So it makes sense because you've never been taught of, you know, how to have this conversation with courage, clarity, and compassion. And because you're caring and compassionate, you tend to make assumptions. And those assumptions are about, you know, like how the other person is going to respond or how they're going to feel. And because you've never been taught about how to have a conversation with money with the three C's in mind, the courage, the clarity, and the compassion, you end up seriously discounting your words and seriously discounting your value and how much you charge for your services. And any discomfort finding your voice with money is, you know, is some form of denial of your greatness. And, you know, it's like, you know, money doesn't need to be a big deal to talk about to start off, right? So, but you know that happens a lot. Like you're not being having the mind, the courage, the clarity, and compassion when you're talking about money. Now, what can help you in a way that is empowering and feels incredibly authentic is that every sacred money archetype has its money gifts and its money challenges. So there is a lot of different pieces of information of each archetype. So like going back to the accumulator, when I was talking about the fact that most accumulators have, they're very afraid of hiring people to support them. They try to do everything themselves. That's one of the challenges for the accumulator archetype. So in my Sacred Money Archetypes training program, I'm going to give each archetype, you know, for each person that has each archetype, exercise on how to use their own money gifts and their challenges so they can eliminate this leak and empower their voice in all the money conversations.
Well, that sounds something incredibly valuable because I know from myself and I can see it in other people that, you know, it is challenging to have conversations about money, and if there's a way by working with you on the Sacred Money Archetypes training program to get that clarity and to find the gifts and the, and what was it you said, the challenges to eliminate money leaks and empower your voice. Wow, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Patricia, we've got about 15 minutes left of this call. I just wanted to ask, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about the sacred money archetypes?
Well, I am starting a new program. It's going to be a four-month program that's going to help, it's going to be a group program. It's going to help with all those things, you know. So, one of the things, because I said earlier that it's eight archetypes, right? So
yeah.
Each archetype, they have a place to help your business, even though they're not your, your top archetypes. Because, you know, they usually three, there are your top three archetypes. And then there is the other ones, and each one is gonna work in a different area of the business. For example, we have vision, we have marketing, we have visibility, sales, relationships, pricing, team, and money. So accumulator is money, you know. So each one of them, each one of these archetypes is gonna manage a piece of your business. So they are the eight areas that make up your business. So let me give an example for that. For example, the visibility. The visibility in your business, it's led by the celebrity archetype. So celebrity is all about being seen and heard and relations, social media. Celebrity love being on telesummits and interviews and winning awards, right? So if you're a celebrity, that's awesome. Like, it's very natural. So you know, but if that's not you, if that's not your top three archetypes, one thing is, you know, you're going to stop blaming yourself for not being awesome in this area, right? Because if that's not your top archetype, it's not going to be easy for you to do all those things that are natural for the celebrity. But, you know, so the first thing I tell my clients, get yourself off the hook. But, you know, but you actually, you know, that is, even though you don't have to be on your hook, you still need to do things like that to attract business to you. So, but the possibilities that will come to you to solve these are going to be dramatically different than someone that is a celebrity. For example, there are three ways that you can still have visibility in your business, even if celebrity archetype is not one of your top archetypes. And I will teach you all these things on this four-month program that I'm going to start very soon, next week, actually. And in the training, I'll show exactly which archetypes run each section of the business in each of these eight sections. And I'm going to give you a list of what it is each section and teach you three different ways where you can work with those archetypes in each of those sessions.
Well, that sounds amazing, because to be given a guide and shown how to connect the dots, as it were, to say, right, well, this area of your business, that you can use the principles from the sacred money archetype, like you were saying, with the celebrity or the accumulator, and to get that kind of guidance, I bet that must make it a ton easier for people. So if you could tell us a little bit more about how people can find out about that course you're running?
Sure. I made a little page for you. It's www.vagoddess.com/sacredmoney. So again, it's www.vagoddess.com/sacredmoney, which is SACREDMONEY. So we can all check it out, the sales page, and I can talk a little bit about it. I'm not going to go through the whole page, but so basically each of us is born with a sacred financial destiny that we are meant to fulfill, and this is the opportunity to align your spiritual and financial success and create powerful results for you and your business. And you see that we have four models in that page. And the first model is discovering your archetypes. You're going to learn about your unique, you know, set of three archetypes, which is already transformational, and all the gifts and challenges and a real in-depth material where I'm going to be training you on how your top archetypes blend together and how the second and third strengthen the gifts of your top archetypes. So you're going to learn the places you can be successful and the places that you can get on your own way of self-sabotage. The model two is called Slay Your Money Dragons. So, you know, you've got your money archetypes and you know what your sacred contract is. So your sacred money archetypes hold the key for any resistance for you to make more money. So this is where you're brilliant for, right? You know, to clear the path so you can achieve your financial success with grace and ease. And this model is broken down to the four pillars of money empowerment, designed to help you to melt away any resistance and all the internal conflict, which most people have enormous internal conflict when it comes to money, and always a confusion or some sort of doubt or fears. And those four pillars are empowering your boundaries, empowering your action, empowering your voice, and empowering your integrity. And when I say integrity, I'm not talking about when you go to a store and someone gives you the wrong change. That's, you know, that is a place of integrity that I hope everybody already lives by. I'm talking about melting away the inner conflict in eliminating the emotional triggers such as guilt, shame, and blame completely from your life. Like, you have to be congruent with yourself. If you're out of alignment with yourself, you're out of personal integrity, and it becomes very, very difficult to make money, and certainly the kind of money that you deserve to make. So in this model, I'm going to show you how to free yourself so you can make a line of action and be totally congruent within you, because then you become unstoppable.
Great. Model three. And if you... Yes, carry on, please. Sorry.
Fine. The model three.
I was just going to say, yeah, we've got a few more minutes, so I want to make sure that we give everyone a good overview as quickly as we can of the
okay,
modules.
So model three is about the discovering the divine financial life purpose. You know, this is the one I was talking about, that woman needs a lot of permission. So this model is going to give you the permission you need to move forward in your life and your business and aligned with your divine financial path. And then model four is solving that trap that most entrepreneurs find themselves falling into, and that you know, that's when we work on that pie of the eight sections of your business. So I'm going to walk you through which archetypes lead each area and how to work with these archetypes. So because only three are dominant for you, so you need to become in alignment with everything, so everything in your business can go smooth, you know, move forward, move. Yeah. And also, look at the page. Yeah. That is three awesome bonus, which is the money feng shui and the assessment and the business, the whole business package of the business pie. So I'm so excited. I can't wait for next week to get started.
Great. So if people want to read the full details about your program, then the best way to do that is to visit the link that was mentioned earlier, which is vagoddess.com/sacredmoney. And that's vagoddess.com/sacredmoney, SACREDMONEY. And will it explain a bit more about the free awesome bonuses on there, or is that something
you can
tell us? Okay.
The first,
great.
First one is the Sacred Money Archetypes card, which you're actually going to get on the mail. It's going to be shipped to you, so you're going to have in that card, you're going to have all the information about your financial purpose, about all your gifts, and how to, what are your challenges, and how to become in alignment. You know, what are things that are easy for you, what are things that you wanted to work, you know, to actually come to, like, complete alignment with the archetype. We do a lot, there is, like, some interesting, we have a series of words for each archetype that, I intentionally have some that can challenge you and some that are easy for you. So it's just like very amazing.
right.
And then we have the money feng shui, which is it's some like a daily exercise that you do for 7 days, and that's going to help to clear your relationship with money. So it's literally, you know, clearing the clutter. Like when you're doing feng shui in your house, you let go of what's blocking the flow of energy, so it can come in and bring the things, your goals, and, you know, quicker, you know, make things to manifest quicker. So is the money feng shui is the same concept. You are going to clear what is blocking the flow of money to come to you, so more can come faster, and we get that right in the beginning of the course, so we can get you started quicker.
Great. Well, Patricia, we've got 2 minutes left of this call, and I just wanted to say thank you again so much for helping to describe the free money leaks that people typically have, and also the power of connecting to our sacred money archetypes. And I do hope people will visit the website vagoddess.com/sacred money. And is there any other way that people can get in touch with you?
Yes, they can. There is a contact form in the website. So if there is any questions, just send me a little contact and I will answer all questions.
Great. And also on that link, vagoddess.com/sacred money, there's a free gift that Patricia's made available for everyone. So please do go check it out. I've been Emily West-Sadler, your VA goddess, and we've been talking with Patricia Misakian about your sacred money archetypes and the power they bring when we connect to them. So thank you all for tuning in, and I look forward to hosting another show next week where I'll be doing some training on Facebook. So thank you so much, Patricia, and any final words?
Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, thank you. I enjoyed it too. Okay. Mm.
Thank you.
So I look forward to catching up with everybody. Please visit vagoddess.com if you want to connect with me, Emily West-Sadler, and vagoddess.com/sacred money to connect with Patricia. Many blessings and lots of love.